about critiques, and this is a very, very melodramatic song to come in on, but this is Civil War, the trailer version. You should be excited. I'm Riker. This is Chandler.
Hi.
This is Brennan.
Hello.
And this is Mason.
I'm an asshole.
Everybody knows.
I'm a cuck.
So, before we get started, on Mason's request, all went to go see Civil War.
Paid hard-earned cash
to go to the theater and see Civil War.
I wanted
to. Every single one of us did it. Mason, what did you think of the movie when you went to see it in theaters like the rest
I
of us?
I watched it with my eyes closed.
The movie you picked and was texting about seeing for weeks.
Yeah, because I wanted to go watch it with all of you.
Oh.
So
you were trying to fuck us. That's what you're trying to do.
I was trying to give you all individual hand jobs.
Oh my
and one
God.
Of you was going to get a blowjob.
Oh. So,
you guys didn't have this in the last episode, though.
Yeah, that's actually what I wanted to bring up. That there is something lacking when Mason's not around. So he keeps joking about, like, I'm getting fired. Nobody's going to want me around anymore. And it's like, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Because, like, nobody can bring that kind
of
fire.
I really felt fucking bad because I've been...
Hold on. Let's clear up. Mason did not go see the movie, just to be
sure. No, I did not.
Yeah, there it is. I just wanted you to say it out loud.
No.
His own pick.
Yeah, I know. And I'm fucking pissed because I wanted to see it, but I had a super busy week. I didn't have a day off of work this week. And then yesterday, I was going to go see it, but my buddy was moving down to Florida, so we went to Topgolf, and I had to send him off, and then...
You could have sent him off with a nice movie and a hand job.
I could have sent a blowjob at most.
Yogurt spilling all over that theater. You know what I'm saying?
Pancake batter.
I've been trying to get back into college because I'm going back to school this summer. I just had a busy fucking week, and I apologize that I did not go see the movie that I picked that I wanted to go see for my week.
Well,
did you know?
So I cucked all of you.
Did you know that a movie theater ticket costs more than renting a $4.99 movie off Amazon?
I sure did. I sure do now. Hey, just real quick though, since we have you here now. What's your rating on Killers of the Flower Moon? What did you think of Killers of the Flower Moon, Mason?
He didn't watch that either yet.
I didn't.
You didn't watch that either?
I was going to watch it before I came, but I was sick.
Well, hold on a minute. You had this week and last week to watch it? You didn't watch that one? It's in your
I
home?
Try to watch these movies before I come, so it's like fresh in my head.
Well, from the sounds of it, you're trying to watch this movie while we all came. Because he was going to give us hand jobs. That's a
cum job. No, yeah. I kind of wanted to watch it all together to see collectively what we all thought. But
well.
You are right, though. Last week was... you could just tell something was
off. There was something missing. There's a key element. Like I said, he shouldn't be too in fear. But if he keeps not watching the fucking movies, that's a fucking problem.
I'm going to go home and suck start a shotgun, goddammit.
My God.
That's a literal trigger warning.
Okay, so can I explain what I think the movie's about and, like, tell me if I'm close at all?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I know that the country's split up into four sections, right?
I think there are four.
So
I think the maps I've seen, there's the Florida Alliance, there's the Truist or the Loyalist, mm-hmm. and then the California Republic and California Texas Republic, and I think there's one other faction. So I think you might be right with four.
Yeah, so there was like four, and like the main girl is like a reporter, and she's trying to go from California to DC to see how the whole thing is. And she gets caught up into some bullshit, and she ends up finding out there's a specific side that's the good people, and the good guys lose because it's an A24 film.
How are there? Hold on, man. If there are four four different factions, how is there a good side and a bad side? So one good and three bad?
Well, obviously the old government is the bad government.
The one with the president, apparently?
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they really... So this is the one thing that's kind of frustrating about the movie. They don't really get into, like, why there are factions or what the big deal is about the president. The president... The only thing that you can really find is that the president has... Or you get is the president was part of, like, he bombed his own country.
That happened in Chicago, but anyway.
And he had a... he was in office for three terms. He somehow squirreled in and stayed for
he says, I'm not fucking
term.
Leaving.
Huh? Yeah. I'm not fucking going nowhere. And then he did a line of coke on the desk in the Oval Office.
Leaving.
But, yeah, they don't really get into too much of like the politics of like who's right and who's wrong. It's just all war.
When I saw the trailer of this movie, I thought it was interesting, but I thought it was gonna I obviously still haven't seen it, but I think it's gonna fucking suck. Like, I think the action's gonna be cool, but the story is just playing on America today, on how America's like so divided, and A24 was like, oh, let's do something like
so
that.
So they really don't get into like the politics.
Really, they don't?
They don't.
I thought it was gonna be a heavy political movie.
There's
really
there's a scene where there's two snipers, like, or there's a like a sniper pair and shooting at another sniper in a house,
mm-hmm.
and the reporters are there, and they're like, what side is that person on? He's like, I don't know. And they're like, what do you mean you don't know? It's like, I don't, they're trying to kill us,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to kill them. I don't give a fuck where, like, what side they're on. Like, we're just fighting for our fucking lives. There's no government ruling on us here in the battlefield. That doesn't matter. And it's like this whole conversation of, like, you know, why it doesn't matter.
So do each of the factions have their own, like, president?
No, I don't. I think that there are like leaders and stuff like that, but there's no, okay. there's no president. Like, I don't think that they go as
did
far
they
as calling a president.
Did they explain what happened to the actual military? Like, did, obviously, because the real military on the West Coast was taken over by California. Mm-hmm. Did they ever explain that that military just converted to the Californian?
So there's something that is a big piece of mm-hmm. all of this that you just don't get. The thing that you just don't get from all of it
so it's
is,
not plot
is that Chandler, Brendan, and Riker did not go see the movie either.
Are we serious?
Yeah, we didn't fucking see it.
No,
we no didn't way.
See it. No, we didn't fucking see it.
Yeah! I'm not an asshole anymore!
Oh, no, you're still an asshole.
Wait, did you guys really not see it?
No.
No, we didn't
go. You're dead ass? Are you serious?
We didn't go see it because you didn't go see Killers of the Flower Moon.
No way! Are you serious?
We yeah, knew.
We're serious.
We
knew you wouldn't do it.
We knew you wouldn't go see it.
Yes! Oh! What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about A24
yeah!
in general.
Oh,
so,
my God.
And yes! I don't want to besmirch,
besmirch,
oh God, besmirch the so... good name of Civil War.
Have you?
I don't know much about it.
Clearly, he hasn't listened to the latest episode
no,
released earlier today.
We actually say in that episode that we are not going to do it at all.
But
we knew you wouldn't listen to
remember, that. Hey, remember how we said last week that he's like... He has a school project or a work project and he calls off sick at the last minute because he didn't do anything for it.
Yeah.
He just found out there's an extension.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't. Chandler kept glancing at me, and Brendan. I was like, I could keep going for a while.
Dude, I didn't want the whole episode.
I didn't know to like start suggesting things that seemed like there's no way.
I was going to talk about
just
nudes,
keep going
the nudie scene. That,
yeah, we were going to make new like we were going to talk, but it had just gone on too long.
Oh my God.
I feel like, but yeah, I like honestly, I feel like we could have got away with it even without watching the movie. To be honest,
honestly,
with you.
No, like the gist. Of this movie, I feel like it's heavy in politics.
Well, we'll never know.
It's not. It's like really? Honestly, I watched clips. My thing was I was gonna watch trailers and clips from the movie and the IMDb cast list. That was all I was gonna do for really? Research. And I watched one like review on it, and mm-hmm. that was from Your Movie Sucks, which is a YouTuber that I really like. I think he does mm-hmm. a lot of good reviews. I agree with a lot of the stuff he says, so I watch his stuff. But I saw he did like a 2-minute clip on it. I showed these guys before he got here. And he says that was one of the things he didn't like was the fact that like there's this fascinating backstory about these different factions,
but they just
that
don't explain
you
it.
Just don't get, and you really don't get why the war is happening.
I feel like that's a thing that A24 kind of does. They always leave it extended for they could do another movie.
Mm.
So they're going to have this, and then they're going to have the prequel. Like, yeah. And they're going to show what happens. Because what they're doing is, and a lot of movie companies do this all the fucking time. They put out a movie, and they see how well it does, and then they fucking either make a sequel or they make a prequel for it. Money hungry, money grab.
Yeah. No, it's...
I mean, it'd be stupid if they didn't do that.
No, I think, too, they run the risk, though, when they do stuff like that of not, like, you know, people not wanting to come back because of that. Like, you know, like oh, like, I'm just... I didn't get what I wanted out of this. I'm not going to watch another thing that they do kind of thing. But no, yeah, we actually decided last week that we knew...
We knew you weren't going to go.
You weren't going
to... How did you know I wasn't... I really actually wanted to.
It's, well, you. It's you.
We knew that you didn't
we knew
watch,
that you weren't going to go.
We knew that you didn't watch Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right.
We knew that happened.
Right.
So as punishment for not watching okay, the movie right, that was picked, okay. we didn't watch your movie.
I'm sorry.
But Sorry. As backup, what we did was we all kind of decided we were going to watch A24 movies. Okay. So we didn't all pick the same one and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But so we could talk about A24. But the main goal was to try to convince you, the entire podcast, that we
did watch it.
Watch Civil War. Knowing that you had watched it. Oh, but knowing that you didn't watch it, we couldn't keep that ruse fucking going.
Nope. Dude, no, I actually really wanted to fucking watch this movie.
Well, too bad.
You ruined...
It's okay. It's okay.
You've ruined two podcasts.
I'm sorry!
And the best practical joke we'll ever do.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, we watched A24 movies. I will also point out that Jesse Plemons featured prominently in the trailers and stuff. Mm-hmm. He is uncredited in the movie. He's only in it for like a scene.
I did...
Oh, he's phenomenal.
It. Yeah, and it seemed like he was just in there for a hot second.
He was in Breaking Bad, wasn't he? Where he shoots the kid.
Yeah. I actually, when I saw him the first time, I always called him Discount Matt Damon. Wish.com Matt Damon. And I felt bad after, because he's been in so many, he was in Killers of the Flower Moon. Fucking great in that.
Yes.
And going through all of those things, we've just kind of, come to the point where we're just I can't, in all good conscience, call him anything but his name because he deserves to be known and recognized by his own name. He's great. He didn't
get credited
in this movie.
He was one of the main people in the trailer.
Yeah, but that's
I think it's a scene.
The scene in the trailer is the scene he's in.
That's it. And he's what side do you want?
He doesn't even have a name. He's just soldier.
Yep.
That's it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's wild to me. I mean, I'm sure he did a great job at it because he's good. But they just he wasn't.
He was in The Irishman too.
He's also married to Kirsten Dunst.
Is he married to Kirsten
Dunst? Fuck? What?
That ginger pulled her?
Yes. So they worked together on
the movie.
Fargo, season 2 TV show.
Hmm.
And they ended up dating and getting married. And
fine. Who was she in Fargo?
She was his wife. He worked at the meat store. He was the butcher.
I'm trying to remember. I remember him working in the meat store. I don't remember her, though.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Meat. Oh, we watched Fargo, the TV series. Oh.
Chef's Kiss. Amazing. Outstanding.
Do you think his curtains match the drapes?
Do the pubes match the drapes?
When don't they?
Mason's back.
Yeah, who'd have thought? So, we did watch a bunch of A24 movies, so we could talk a little bit more. I actually grabbed the cast of this. I didn't know how far we were going to go into the
I was thinking stuff. That, too. What would we have to talk about the earnings and everything.
I did get those things so far. I'm it's kind of fascinating.
Ain't that a bitch? You did homework on a movie that nobody watched.
So it was released this year, obviously. Budget was $50 million, and it currently has a domestic earnings of $62 million.
Wow.
International of $33 million.
Coming out hot.
Damn.
$95 million total, so it's almost doubled its money already.
Wow. Great.
Here's a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is an A24 film?
What?
Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Uncut Gems yet? Uh-oh. Dude,
I can't believe you haven't watched that. I can't. Well, what kind of a fucking
Uncut Gems?
What Adam Sandler fan are you?
We told you about that movie forever ago.
I haven't watched it either.
We even picked it as one of the movies for the podcast for us all to watch together. Wait a minute.
Well, clearly the cool thing to do is not watch movies. So.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get this.
I almost watched it as my A24, just so you know, but I just felt like it was too obvious.
You are going to get beaten like a pinata for the rest of this episode.
I
deserve it.
I do.
So if you didn't show up today, oof.
I was going to show up today. Dude, I was sick as fuck last week.
So I'll go through real quick the movies that released this year so far, just because that's another thing I grabbed. Dune Part 2, Fall Guy, or The Fall Guy, which just released this last weekend, which I'm surprised that wasn't what he picked. It's got Ryan Gosling in it.
Oh, yeah.
Love Lies Bleeding, Argyle, Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire, Roadhouse, everybody loves it, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, The Beekeeper, Damsel, and Madam Web. Those are all releases.
Movies, you gotta do The Beekeeper.
Movies are just not the
same. I do like Jason Statham.
Movies are not booming right now.
So, what I did was try to go through and find all of the A24 movies so I could give a list.
Mm-hmm.
There are 150 of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, there are 150 of them. There's no fucking way I was going to do that. What I did do was I took all of the ones that I watched and I put them in a list. And so The Spectacular Now, Enemy, Life After Beth, A Most Violent Year, Ex Machina, The Witch, Swiss Army Man, Good Time, which is great. If you haven't watched it, it's Robert Pattinson. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there, mm-hmm. but if you have the chance, watch it. It's great. It's on HBO for sure. The Killing of a Sacred Deer, Lady Bird, The Disaster Artist, Hereditary, Midsommar,
ooh.
The Lighthouse, Uncut Gems,
mm-hmm.
X, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Men, Pearl, White Noise, The Whale, The Place, This Place Rules, Bo is Afraid, Talk to Me, and Dream Scenario. If you want to talk about a movie that is based in politics now, This Place Rules is the one, the kid that goes to like big gigantic like gatherings and stuff, and does like, I think he calls himself News 5 or something like that on YouTube or something. He's got curly hair and he always interviews like really super drunk people, and like
fuck?
It's very funny stuff. But he did like a bunch of stuff around the presidential campaign when it happened, and that's what he was covering in that
one. So what was that one with Tom Hanks that you said, what was it, the Everything Here Then and Now?
What was that one?
That's, Tom Hanks is not in that movie. And it's called Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, no, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm thinking about a completely different movie.
You're thinking about Catch Me If You Can, Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. It was you thinking about The World's Ending with DiCaprio when The World's Ending?
Oh, no, it
don't
was...
look up.
Yeah, don't look up.
But that's, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was thinking about that one. Never mind. No, there was a movie...
Tom Hanks isn't in that one.
There was a movie with Tom Hanks that, like... fucked my mind. It didn't make any sense. It was
Castaway.
Listen, Forrest Gump is a great movie.
Cloud Atlas?
Yeah!
That's not an A24 movie, and I'm pretty sure Leo DiCaprio isn't in it.
Fuck, I can't... But there's like seven dimensions, and Tom Hanks goes through like seven different lives, and it's like crazy.
It's Inception, dude.
No, Inception.
He's talking about Cloud Atlas. And
is Halle, it Cloud Atlas?
Halle Berry's in that as
fucking
well.
Fucking hated that movie.
Halle Berry.
I have a reading like capacity of a five-year-old.
There was reading in it?
No, I couldn't comprehend it. There was no tits. There was no naked... It's just, you stupid.
No naked. It sounded like he's gonna cry.
I was.
No naked.
Wasted my time watching this movie.
Oh, Jesus. Killing me. That's
I'm sorry.
Funny. So, let's, like, Mason, if you want to look up a list real quick of all of them, you can pick, like, a movie out that you've seen.
Midsommar.
Like, you're, okay. Have you guys seen
Midsommar?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
So. Tell me if my synopsis is correct.
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
You could talk about Midsommar. Chandler, what did you watch?
I watched Eighth Grade.
I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Brendan, what did you watch?
I watched The Zone of Interest.
Okay. And you?
Nothing.
We'll watch Midsommar, or you will talk about Midsommar.
Yeah, Midsommar. Yeah.
So, go ahead and talk about
Here's my fucked up synopsis, right? Have you guys ever seen Midsommar besides Riker?
I know the plot of the movie, but I want to hear I want to hear your Masonism of it.
I do. What is Masonism? Is it like six friends or something?
Or something like that, six
douchebags go all the way to like Norway and they take shrooms. And then while they're taking shrooms, like they end up in this weird fucked up cult village. And in this village, like they take shrooms and the village people live like they're fucking Vikings. So they're tripping and they go to this cliff. And on top of this cliff, the old people just walk off and fucking die, because I guess that's the Viking thing to do. So anyway, this old couple, like, they're just, like, walking off. They drink something, and they walk off, and they die. So the old bitch walks off, falls straight down, her femurs go through her fucking shoulders, and she dies. The old man goes, falls face first, smacks the ground, he's still alive. Mind you, the six douchebags are still tripping. This fucking Neanderthal walks up with the hammer, looks at the old man, just clobbers his fucking head. And this is like the point in the movie where they're like, we gotta go, this is fucked up. And then, for some reason, these idiots end up staying. And, They end up staying.
Much more in the synopsis.
There's a lot more. I'm just going through quick. So they end up staying. A bunch of people die. And then the one douchebag is there with his girlfriend. And the whole point that they were there was because this girlfriend's family all killed themselves. And she wanted to go, like, find out why, I guess, doing shrooms in Norway. So they end up staying. And the girl's boyfriend gets drugged by these Norwegian people. And, like, the one girl, like, tries to fuck him. Well, they do end up fucking. And then the other people show the douchebag's girlfriend or the douchebag's boyfriend fucking the girl, right? So the girl, like, gets all angry and shit, and she starts crying. And then a group of them are just, like, they're all crying all at once in unison. So what they do is they give the dude another drink that paralyzes him. They throw him in a bear suit, set the house on fire, which burns him alive, and the movie's over. That's Midsommar.
And I haven't seen the movie, but just to be clear, because I think I've read this. When you say bear suit, they put him in a, like, bear carcass.
Oh, yeah. They put like him in a bear real carcass. How was my synopsis?
And he cooks inside of it, right?
There's bears.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah, we were going to our race yesterday, and we talked about like there being bears on the course.
Oh fuck! Anyway. That's why trail races I'm not interested. I'm not about to get eaten by nothing.
We don't want to go down that rabbit
hole. Yeah, so. Your synopsis, I would say leave something to be desired, but does cover most of the movie. I hope they do.
See, I wanted to hear his take on Killers of the
Flower Moon.
I think he would have liked it. I really do.
I just don't have Apple.
There's Indian chicks.
He offered to give you... I don't have Apple. I got free access from him.
Yeah.
Indian chicks.
Full of shit.
You're a different kind of horse.
Jesse Plemons is in it. You love Jesse Plemons.
I know. I love his cock.
Jesus.
Well, you don't see that. Whatever.
Oh, well, it ain't worth it.
So... Yeah, that's Midsommar in a nutshell.
Yeah, dude.
Bunch of douchebags.
It is a weird, wild ride. Like, it is a...
I did see it was a lengthy one that was like...
Yeah.
It was like 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours long.
Honestly, though, it gave me...
Gave you nightmares?
Hereditary vibes. Just for how weird and the cultish like aspect of it.
Don't even get me started on Hereditary.
Oh, jeez. Hereditary is wild. I love that.
I hate the clicking, bitch. I was so happy when it had just fucking... got hit with a fucking pole.
Do you ever see Hereditary?
No.
Dude, Hereditary.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. A 7-year-old dies.
That's how she's credited.
And I get happy.
Clicking bitch.
Wow. Oh my god. Dude, yeah, it's a horror movie, so Brendan probably will not.
Oh, dude, it's good.
I will not follow.
That's actually, if you want to be blunt, it's why I didn't watch The Lighthouse, because when you Google it, it says it's a horror movie, and I was like, I don't really want to watch that.
Is it more of a thriller?
I don't know.
It's just a suspense movie.
You're going to hate your job here come October.
I know.
You don't like Deacon Winslow? You love me, lobster.
I like the Lighthouse a lot. That made me really enjoy Robert Pattinson.
He's a great actor.
He's fantastic. Honestly, like you could tell that like Twilight was a cash grab for him. Money, please. And now he can do whatever the hell he wants for the rest of his career.
He's a good Batman too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just disliked the story that they did in that Batman.
Really?
Yeah, because he's supposed to be the great, like the detective version of Batman, right?
Yeah,
the best detective in the world. I'm about to spoiler Batman, just so you guys know, if you haven't watched the newest Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Mm-hmm. Should I get them leave?
At the very beginning of the movie, he gets a picture of like a nightclub door, right?
What do you mean? Like he get? I'm sorry. He gets a picture like texted to him.
Yeah, like
he meant sent him. Left
at a crime scene or something like that. Yeah. And like it's kind of like it's the Riddler leaving him a trail of crumbs. Right. He gets a picture sent to him, and he is supposed to be the world's greatest detective, Batman. That's it. He goes, finds where the picture, where it leads, and then instead of checking the angle that the picture was taken from, so they go into the room in which he just goes down this whole rabbit hole where he does all this shit, and then when he finally brings out the bad guy, he gets killed, shot from a gun that was in the room where the picture was taken from. So it never looks to where the picture was taken from until after the guy is killed, and then they realize, oh, this is the guy that was the Riddler the whole time. Even though he had direct evidence that this guy had access to this guy was in that room the whole movie until the very end, and he didn't fucking catch him.
Is his parents still dead?
The great, greatest detective in the world, Batman.
So
wait,
hold on. Batman gets shot and dies?
No. The bad guy gets shot and dies. Batman assists a killing.
Well, he walks into the club at least like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, it is wild to me that what would be your first instinct as a detective? I got this picture. I found where the door that it leads to. Maybe I should check where the picture was taken from as well, so I get a better understanding of where the bad guy was. So maybe he left some clues or something in that room. No, he was just fucking in it. It's just that's annoying to me.
He missed his criminal science class.
Robert Pattinson was good as Batman. He was good, but the story of it was just fucking dog trash.
Who's the Riddler? Is it Paul Dano?
Paul Dano.
Yeah, I like that dude.
I like Paul Dano too. He's great in in Swiss Army Man as well. I'm pretty sure that was Paul Dano. So,
no, that was Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe was also in that movie.
Oh,
so both of them.
I thought you meant he was like the main guy.
No, I mean they are co-stars. I think that was Paul Dano. Let me check.
So just to clarify here, just so everybody doesn't get super confused, Mason didn't watch his fucking movie.
No, yeah, we're clear. We want to make sure that
we didn't watch his fucking movie.
No, we didn't watch it.
So we're gonna. So this episode is mainly gonna be us show and telling. Our A24, show some love to A24. There's going to be no rating this week.
Nope.
It's going to be a show and tell. If we're going to go down some rabbit holes, off the wall stuff, this is where it's going to happen.
Let's call this episode A24 or something like that instead of Civil War.
Yeah.
Because
that's clickbait.
Civil War is fucking dog. Like that's a dog shit lie that we would be giving everybody if that was the case.
So.
But no. Civil War, I'm sure, is a fine movie because A24 does a lot of good stuff, but I'm not saying they do
perfect
movies. We will at some point, I'm sure. I wanted to actually see it. I just didn't go see the theater to see it.
Clearly.
Surprise, surprise. do you want to go into eighth grade a little bit? Because I tried to watch it as well.
Do you want
to
go down the line? Everybody give their bit?
Yeah, Mason jumped the line, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Because he didn't do shit.
I'm sorry.
This, again, like I said, you will be a punching bag for this episode as punishment for not being...
I could be a punching bag for the rest of this whole podcast. I completely understand.
I can just watch go next.
Just watch your fucking movies.
I just want to not go last.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Because my movie's like, I didn't realize... I did realize, but I didn't how fucking depressing it was going to be.
You mean the movie... allow me... When he asked us earlier, did you guys watch this movie? And I was like, I can. I can put it on. I looked at the synopsis of the movie, and I was like,
what the fuck is wrong with you? It's about
the head of Auschwitz?
What? What was this movie called?
The Zone of Interest? The Zone of Interest.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch that before the podcast, much as I'd like to.
He's not the head of Auschwitz, okay?
Oh, but sorry. He's just a pivotal
figure there, for sure.
He's not writing all the checks for the people coming in. He's, you know...
He's definitely controlling the population there, we'll put it that way.
Oh my god. Alright, Brendan, I'm
gonna do it. So
please go first so you don't fucking kill all of us at the end.
I cannot not cough, my god. I picked this movie. So I was actually listening to the Killers of the Flower Moon episode we did last week, which that movie is based on a true story. It's like a historical thing. Like Chandler asked me, he's like, are you like a history buff? And I was like, nah, I was kind of want to watch it. And then, like, when I was watching this, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I am more of a, like, hit, like, because I picked this, and it's based on a true story, too. But, yeah, so the movie is, it's based on the guy that, like, makes the innovation to the gas chambers to make them, like, extremely more efficient.
Jesus.
Yeah. But it's shot, so the Zone of Interest, what that actually is referring to in the movie.
Sorry, is, Chandler looked at me, and like, I rose with, oh my god, with my eyes, but I didn't say it. And I realized we're on a fucking podcast, and Chandler just sounded like he laughed at me. Brendan's comment about
this guy made the gas chambers more efficient.
Yes. No.
Yeah, what the fuck? So, the Zone of Interest refers to, like, the space where, like the SS, lived, like, outside of Auschwitz in the camp. So, the movie is shot, like, you never see inside the camp at all. It talks about this guy's name is, like, Rudolf Haas is his name, and it's, like, shot from his family's house. So, like, he has a wife, and he's got kids, and, like, what they're trying to show is, like, okay, so this dude is responsible for that. But, like, you see, like, how his kids, like, go to school. How his wife, like, gardens outside. And it's all fucking happening right on the other side of the fucking wall of where, like, Auschwitz is. And, like, there's different times, like, there's a shot where, like, they have a fucking pool in their backyard. And, like, they're having a pool party. And you can see behind them, there's, like, a train coming. You see, like, the train smoke. And it's bringing, like, a new, like, you know, train car full of people to the camp. And, like, there's different times, like, at night where he's reading to them. Like, he's reading, like, Hansel and Gretel to them. And then, like, you can hear, like fighting and bickering and like I don't know what's going on, but like then you see like flame, like the chambers are on, like different shit. It's dark and pretty fucking heavy.
Did you guys watch this? Yeah, it's my favorite.
No.
Does he end up killing himself?
No. So actual, I guess, the fucking plot of the movie. So he gets, like, at the beginning of the movie, they, like, first move there. They come there. He gets assigned to come there. And then it's, like, him taking his family, like, on, like, a little, like, beach vacation. And, like, they're, like, not beach. It's kind of like they're going, like, the river or lake or something. And, like, he's, like, walking around, like, showing them, hey, this is where we're going to live and everything. And then, like, you see just, like, some of the other shit that happened at that time, like, where they would confiscate shit from the prisoners. And then, like, they would wake up and there would be, like, a person that would just bring, like, they had, like, a wheelbarrow full of, like, bags, like, whatever the shit was. And they would, like, it would be, like, clothes from the prisoners. And the people, like, they would look at it and be like, oh, I like that. I like that. And then they would, like, add it to their wardrobe, you know, or like they'd do like different jewelry and shit that they like would have delivered that they could pick from, that it was just stuff that was plucked from the prisoners. So like you see that, which is like super fucked up. And then you see that they have some like Polish people that like are like part of the camp, but like they get to, I don't know if they're like trusted or what they are, but they're like the servants for them at their house. So they like cook their food, clean up after them and everything. And like at one point the wife gets pissed at her husband because he's going to get reassigned to go somewhere else. And they have a big fight. And then after like she takes it all out on the Polish servant girl, like clean up our shit and everything else. It's terrible. But yeah, so he ends up like while he's there, he meets with some company that makes a better gas chamber. He gets that established and then they want to promote him for it. And so then they have to leave, and then his wife doesn't want to leave because she likes where they're living and everything. So they all stay there, and then he goes to a different camp and, like, installs and does the same shit there. And then, like, basically at the end of the movie, he gets, like, another, like, condemnation or promotion, and he gets to come back. And, like, they have, like, a military thing where they're, like, giving him an award about it. And like the closing is like him talking to his wife, like telling him he's getting to come home, and she's like, well, that's great. And like she's like talking to him about all the stuff, and he's like, she's like, what's wrong? Because he's like not talking. And he's like, yeah, it's like I was sitting there and the only thing I was really thinking about in the room was like how, like what would be the most efficient way to like gas everybody in the room. And it's like the guy's fucked up, you know, the entire time. But like those are like his, like, you know, supporters are all German people, and he's like, yeah, I just want to kill everybody. And I was just like, what the fuck? And then after he ends the phone call with her, like he like leaves the office and he like goes to go downstairs and he starts like he's like retching, like he's gonna throw up but he can't or something. I don't know what that's really supposed to be about. And then it just ends with like a clip of like them, not them, but like people at the Auschwitz museum and just different shit. So yeah, at the end of the movie I was like, Jesus Christ, I need a fucking comedy or like something like bubbly for next week, whatever we're picking.
Hey, hot dogs, yeah. Next week.
Yes. Yes, I was like between last week and this shit I was like, my god.
So fuck, I'm a history nerd. So before they came up with the gas chambers in Nazi Germany, they had rolling trucks as gas chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is they would like round people up and put them in there. But they stopped doing that because the German people were like, we don't want to hear them screaming and dying. It needs to be somewhere else where we don't see this.
His thing, he was working with like a, father and son company. And like, I know. It's just so fucking weird. But like it was like an old ass man and like a younger, like a young dude, and like they had came up with like a way to have the chamber set up to where like when one was being used the other one was like ready, and they could just like flip boom boom and like go around in like a kind of like a U kind of thing.
So did he ever humanize the people? He never did.
No, it's the only thing you see is like throughout the movie, they have like one Polish girl who's like kind of the main servant of the house, and she is constantly doing shit to try to like you see her like she's taking like the food that they're throwing away, and mm-hmm. she's like taking it to a place where like people can get it, like in the camp. And I kept thinking like she was gonna get caught and like fucking nailed mm-hmm. right on the spot, but she does never does. And like there's a part where she like takes music, like have sheets of music or something, and she ends up like taking it to people in the camp. Like there's different things that she's doing, but that's really about it. It's kind of there's one part where like his kids are playing in the water, like in the like a little river mm-hmm. Outside of their house, and he's fishing and he's like stepping, he's like what, and he like steps and he like reaches down and he like pulls out a jawbone and he gets really fucking mad and he like gets his kids out of the water and he tells like he must tell like his family, like they all know, because the next shot is the kids in the bathtub getting like scrubbed down with soap and like yeah. tell them like you have to open their eyes and they're putting soap in their eyes and everything, like they're that worried about it. And then he like sends out a message like basically being like quit being idiots, don't be putting things where you're not supposed to, like, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it's like a pretty fucked up movie, obviously. Yeah. Like, I was like, god damn, why did I pick this? But I should have just did The Lighthouse, would probably been better.
You would have rated that
I don't know, I probably would have gave it like a 5, like a 4 or 5. No, like, I mean, well, the other thing too, kind of obviously everybody's speaking German, so it's subtitled.
That's which was, well, I was gonna ask
which, that thing? Was fine, I read it. Yeah, honestly, there isn't that much dialogue. It's just a lot of them doing things and you seeing like kind of like how shit happens there.
If you like stuff like that, did you ever watch Band of Brothers, haven't you?
Yeah.
There's a show on Amazon called Generation War. It's like 3 episodes long and it's 2-hour long episodes. It shows the German perspective on the Eastern Front, and it's about like 5 friends. It's really good. If you like Band of Brothers, you'd like Generation War. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, there's different stuff. Like, there's scenes where, like, his kids are, like, they want to be him. So they're, like, they're wearing, like, Nazi guards and, like, acting out shit in the yard. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just kind of, like, again, not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. But, like, showing, like, hey, this is, like, what the Germans were thinking this whole thing was. And I was like, yeah, no, it's not what it is. But, you know, yeah.
So...
I just didn't want to end. I didn't want the last movie to be talking about that. I'd be like, fuck. Yeah. Well, see you next week.
So, I was going to say, can we get a recap? It was Killers of the Flower Moon you picked last week, and then you decided this week you were going to watch.
I don't know why I did
that. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
How's your relationship with your father?
How's your relationship?
Fucking A, man.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said something, because I fuck no. I don't want to end on that.
No.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did, so I don't have to.
It was interesting. But
how was the ratings at the box office on that? Did they?
I like watching movies that win awards. Like, so it had one. Let me stall while I pull it up.
I was fucked up.
Yeah, it won. It won
$48.6 million at the box office. Director Jonathan Glazer.
Glazer.
I wonder what the budget was.
Blazer. I know it's Blazer, but I said Glazer. The film's release coincided with the 2023 Israeli invasion of Gaza, blah, blah, blah. It won an Oscar.
Oh.
Coughing. let me see how many it won.
Sorry.
Any noises you want to make?
I was trying to think of what they say in Bruce Almighty.
My hairy nipples.
Yeah, they won 2 Academy Awards.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Okay, so that was a fucking bummer. Yeah, Chandler, what did you watch? Good.
I don't know if mine's going to be much better.
I know, that's why I'm going with you first, and then I'll go last.
All right. Okay. So I picked
Eighth grade. I started watching it too because
that's a horrible school year.
He talked about it.
I fucking hated middle school.
I knew he'd chime in on this
one. Dude, I fucking hated middle school.
So pretty much, I picked this because, one, believe it or not, I'm kind of surprised, it was one of the highest rated A24 movies on IMDb.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but after watching it, but it was up there, and Rotten Tomatoes, and you know, whatever. So I'm like, all right. And it was an hour and 36 minutes long. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Written and directed by Bo Burnham, too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool.
Bo Burnham directed this?
Yeah, written and directed.
Yep. So pretty much, I'll give a quick rundown like Brendan did, but there's this girl, they make it perfectly clear. She's it's the last week of eighth grade. Clearly she's not popular, she's really shy, doesn't have any self-confidence. She makes like these, I guess you want to call it YouTube videos, whatever, and she only gets like one or two views, and I think the one view is herself. She rewatches her own videos.
Or her dad.
Or her dad, maybe. Yeah. I had a feeling the dad. But, you know, she tries to give advice on stuff in these videos that she doesn't even follow herself. Like, be confident, take chances, whatever.
It's mostly lies, too, from what because I watched like half of it before I was like...
You couldn't finish it.
I was cringing the hell out of it.
This is a very, you say crying. I was
it's a cringy movie.
I will probably go back and watch and the rest of it.
And it'll piss you off. So.
But yeah, she does a lot of like, she puts herself in the scenario of another person in the scenario. So like, there's a birthday party and like she gets invited. She's the weird girl. She talks about like how her dad had her invite the weird girl to her birthday party. And this is like, it's like, it's very clear she's talking about herself as the in the perspective of like, oh, I'm the popular one in the scenario, but she's actually the not popular one in the scenario.
Right. Mm. But there's just, I took some notes. You know, it's just, this movie was, the scary thing is, I think it was very accurate.
That's why I cringed so much.
It's very accurate to how I see middle school today.
Mm-hmm.
Is way different from when I was in eighth grade. Just perfect example right out of the gate. This girl wakes up, does her makeup, then lays back down in bed and takes selfies and does the whole just woke up, and she's already like dolled up, ready to go for the day. Shit like that.
And what did you guys do in eighth grade?
Well, let me go through this.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say... I'll compare.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff in this movie, I wasn't even thinking about in eighth grade. So, but, you know, and then they do bits. You know, she goes to school. They got, I noted, kids sniffing highlighter.
Come on. You know. I still sniff highlighters. Not to get high, they just smell good.
Wasn't there a kid connecting a bunch of like markers at the the base and the tops and then the breaks? Yeah,
you still snap highlighters
like lightsabers?
You're snapping a bunch of markers together.
You know, there's a. I don't know if the kid was actually masturbating in class.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking weird.
They're playing some like in a sexual education video.
Yeah.
And this kid's like under a blanket.
No, he's in his own shirt.
Like, in his own shirt.
He's cocooned himself in his own shirt. His arms are inside.
Whether he's actually doing it or if he's pretending.
What if he was gooning or he was edging?
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Probably edging.
But
Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yep, Mason's back. You know, then they, you know, they go to a whatever you want to call it, seminar, assembly, whatever. You know, last end of the year assembly, and the kids are sitting in the chairs in the auditorium, and you hear some kid in the background go, LeBron James. Oh my god.
They're doing combinations, right? And they're saying people's names, and like there's clapping and stuff like that. And then they get to like the funniest or something like that.
Yeah, they're going through the awards, and they came up. There was the most quiet award, and she was actually upset that she didn't get it.
No, she did get it.
Oh, she did get it.
She did get it. That's why she was upset. Oh, yeah,
okay. I missed that. Because it's
like the opposite of what she wants to be.
I got you.
Yeah. But they're like the funniest kid award, and then all of a sudden you hear a fart noise. They went with their like mouth. It was so. I was like, this is exactly it.
But you know, then it just pissed. She's such a jerk to her dad. Like it just pissed me off the way she talks to her dad. She's so shy at school that she can barely even hold a conversation with somebody. But her and her dad are at the dinner table eating. She's playing on her phone with headphones in while her dad's trying to have a conversation with her. And she just talks to him like he's absolute dirt. And like every time he asks her about her day and whatnot, she just like pulls her one headphone out and goes, "What?
Yeah,
like,
fine. Yeah. Okay."
Yeah.
And then put it like back in.
One word answers, you know. What? Yeah, you know, and that's through the whole movie. Like this, it, like if
does
I was
the just, dad ever like
no
listen to your bitch
no, this girl's dad is the world's biggest pushover.
Where's the mom?
They don't really specify. They just say that she left or did no.
the guy. What
they don't? I don't. I from what I saw, it was about an hour into the movie, and they didn't really get into it.
They
was just
they just say she's
the dad.
She, your mom. They don't really go into it other than so, your mom's not here anymore.
Oh, so but, the dad picked up being both parents.
Pretty yeah. much.
And he treat, and yeah. she treats him like shit?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. But actually, at the beginning of the movie, I was like, I was pretty confident. And I don't know if I'm wrong in this statement, but the one girl who won one of the commendations, her mom stops her, like, or stops, the girl's name is Kayla, the main character, mm-hmm. stops Kayla as she's walking past, like, the car. She's like, Kayla, tell your dad he did such a good job at the last like thing. Do you want to come to the party? And then when she gets to the party, where's your dad at? Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure this woman's trying to fuck the dad. And, but then I'm pretty sure that woman's husband is still around. So I was like, this is.
Hey, maybe her husband's a cuck. Who knows?
Maybe. Jesus Christ. But yeah, it just seemed like it was such a weird like thing. Like she was clearly like she ends up going to a party because of that.
Oh.
Because of like the kind of setup. I think that like the dad, like the you know the catalyst was like, oh, your dad was so nice. Hey, you should come to the party. And then like she goes to the party that she wasn't going to get invited to and stuff right. like that. Yeah,
she only got invited because of her dad.
Yeah,
and which okay. pisses her off even more.
Yeah,
but she ends up going, and you know just to notice some things she's. There's this huge pool party. There's a bunch of kids there. She's the only girl there in a one-piece mm-hmm. swimsuit.
Okay.
You know, she's a little bit overweight. Not, yeah, I don't know. She's not that fat, I guess. But you could clearly tell she's...
She looked out of place.
Out of place, for sure. Uncomfortable, out of place. She gets in the pool, and the only kid that'll talk to her is some nerdy, goofy kid. And the only reason he's at the party is because he's the girl's birthday's cousin.
Oh.
That's the only reason he's there. Nice kid. He's talking to her, but all he cares about is he's not even really paying attention to her. Like, he pops up out of the water, and he's like, "You want to see me do a handstand?" can you swim to the other side of the pool in one breath? Stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He could give two shits what people think, pretty much. Okay. But
that kid's living his best life.
No
yeah.
shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That kid's working for Lockheed Martin, making fucking
that's
stealth bombers.
That's how eighth grade should have been. But
what making stealth bombers for Lockheed Martin?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
but swimming.
Oh,
all in one breath.
Dude, oh,
there's a scene in that happens like where the present scene, like where like
yeah,
they're opening presents around everybody, and it's like she gets they like oh here's Kayla's present, and like she opens it.
Why the fuck
like,
does she get a present? It's not her birthday.
No, it's a gift from Kayla.
Oh.
Follow along.
I'm trying. But this cunt sounds insufferable.
Jesus.
So she, the girl opens it. She's like, "What is this?" And she's like, "Oh, it's a card game. It's like everybody gets 10 cards. It's kind of like Go Fish, but more fun." And like, it's like such like an awkward moment. Like, it's very clear.
Super
that, like,
awkward.
Yeah, it's very clear. Like, this girl's like, "What is this?" Like, I don't know what this is.
The girls that she's around trying to become friends with are the typical. Cell phone glued to their face, preppy.
Oh yeah,
and
there is an entire scene later on with that. Yeah. Like they're, she's like, "Hey, can I talk to you?" Yeah, sure. And like, she's got her phone in front of her face the entire time. But, like, I just moved my mic in front of my face, but like that's like she's sitting there.
But she's the thing that pisses me off is she treats her dad like shit.
Yeah,
90% through the 90% of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's at this birthday party, and she wants to leave. Like, everybody's hanging out in the living room, singing karaoke, hanging out, whatever. And she's calling her dad, like, begging him to come get her. And it's like, and, you know, he's like, "Well, I'll be about an hour, you know." And she's like, "Can you get here sooner? You know, it's like, screw you.
I'm the last one here. And there's like a room full of kids.
Yeah, she lied and said she was the last one there. Everybody's still there having a good time.
Yeah.
But, oddly enough, she works up the confidence randomly, and in my opinion. She goes in there and actually does sing karaoke in front of everybody. And I thought that was going to be a turning point.
Hey, where she starts to have fun and people actually like her or for whatever reason.
It was kind of... It didn't really do anything.
It was kind of weird because, like, from what I saw, that happens, and then, like, she starts to do other things. Like, she's just decided that, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do all of these things.
I guess that was the only significance. That was her first fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do whatever.
And just continues to do it for...
What song did she sing?
You couldn't even hear it. Like, they didn't do... She walks in, and it's just a voiceover of her...
Talking about how she sang
about
karaoke.
How she did on YouTube. Yeah.
Fucking A.
Does this little shithead have any turnaround?
Kinda. It's not dog shit the entire
time. To be clear, this movie doesn't end with the deaths of 7 million Jews, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. What is the death count of this movie?
Huh?
What is the death count of this movie?
I don't think anybody dies, so the kill ratio's off too. But yeah, no, she works up the confidence to... Now she's at least going up and talking to these girls in school, even though they're still not giving her the time of day. I think the most fucked up thing in this whole movie, for me, that I noticed was... they cut to a scene where they're rehearsing a school shooting.
Which, what?
No, like, you remember that? Did you guys ever rehearse,
school shooter drills.
Lock the door, get under the desk, whatever.
Our foreign listeners probably are like, what the fuck is common in the U.S.?
Right.
Yeah.
But the way they do it in the movie is what we talked about, except they have all the kids lined up up in front of their lockers down the entire hallway, and they have one of the teachers actually dressed up as a school shooter, mask and everything, with a fake gun, shooting kids, and the kids actually fall over and act like they're dead. I'm like, what is happening?
Can we get a round of applause for the drama club?
Right. That's what he says.
I'm like,
oh my god.
Before you go ahead, as a man, we are all men.
What?
Yes.
When you guys used to do school shooter drills, or like just sitting in class, I used to be so fucking bored in class, I would think about how I would be the superhero of the school and beat the piss out of the school shooter. Did any of you guys else have that?
That's exactly what happens in the movie. They're doing the drill.
Uh-huh.
And she crawls over on the floor to like the girl or to the guy she has a crush on, and he's like, I wish it fucking happened. They're like, oh, she's like, oh yeah, me too. Why do you wish it would happen? And he's like, because I go out there and I fuck him up. And I break just a snap of the fucking neck.
You're literally the dude she has a crush on.
You literally did that, yeah. You know what you just said? Yeah.
Okay, but any of
there's
you guys
an
ever...
creator out there that has a huge crush on you right now.
You're going to jail tomorrow.
I'm not Drake. I didn't do anything.
I didn't do fucking shit.
But have any of you guys ever had that? Just sitting in class, you're like, dude, if a school shooter comes in right now, I'm going
to
fucking...
If you want me to get really dark, I mean, considering the movie I watch... I remember being in there and being like, who would do something like this? And then I would like think of the like if there would be a kid who would do that.
Yeah, which one of the kids in
Riker
the class? We'll
talk about that today.
Yeah, all the
time. I definitely classified a few kids and I was cool with them.
Yeah, like I was just, I don't know.
Like hey,
I
buddy, always try to be nice to everybody
because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, you know? Give, yeah, hand out candy bars. The way when they walk through with the gun, they stop at you and they're like, thanks for the candy.
Get
away again.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Dude, no, I had two scenarios. I had one, I was gonna beat him up, or two, I was gonna jump out the I had multiple escape routes.
I thought about I was like, you just slide out one of these windows. Why the fuck are we waiting on
you? They used to tell us to hurdle in corners, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's just a
that's fish in a barrel, boys.
I'm gonna be the first one. I'm gonna be the in the middle, most middle. Survival of the fittest. I don't know what to tell you.
He was picking the fat kid in class. Like, I'm going to hide under his body.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't, yeah.
You guys ever had that thought of...
We only, I think, did like a couple of drills
when we were in school. Yeah, that was kind of... That came around when we were older.
Yeah,
that was not a thing when we were in elementary school.
We did. I don't want to get...
You don't want to get too far into the school shooting?
Well, no, I actually have a story. No, I actually have a story of how...
This is mild compared to that.
A bomb threat happened at my school.
Yeah.
Am I okay to go into the rabbit hole?
Yeah. Yeah. What, I mean, what else we got going on?
Any episode you were going to, it's this one.
So look, there was two campuses that I went to school at. Long story short, I was at downtown and I was going to Maine. Uh-huh. So
this is in Canton, by the way.
So
no, we don't need to know that. Don't dox us.
So Maine had like either it was a bomb threat or like a bomb drill or something. So I'm in between of like going from one school to another. I didn't know this was happening. I used to skip school a lot because I was a delinquent. Anyway, I pull up, I go to the front door, and I go to pull it open. Doesn't open. So usually always unlocked, and I'm like, okay. Go to the next door, pull it open.
They thought Mason was the shooter. No,
I go to pull the other door open. That one's locked, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to try for a third time. If the third time it doesn't open, it's a sign. I go to the third one, I'm like, okay. I see a school like bodyguard coming up to open the door, and I'm like, well, I walk back to my car, I go home. My buddy who's in class texts me, he goes, yo, where are you at? And I'm like, home? And he goes, oh, well, there's a bomb threat at the school. You're probably safer there than you are here.
Jesus.
So I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I got a free day off of school.
I was going to say, the delinquent checked three doors before
you decided to go. Dude, I almost stopped on the second one. I pulled the second one. I'm like, well, okay. And then I was like, you know what? I'll give it an attempt. I really need to go to my math class. Tried the third. I just barely tugged it. And it nope. Going home.
I was waiting on him to say Canton PD showed up behind him and go, get down on the ground. Dude.
Yeah, no. So, yeah.
All right.
I just
took a nap. I just took a nap under the desk.
They used to just take naps in school all the time. Middle of the seminar. Middle of the lecture.
Jesus.
Dude, I graduated with a 2.8 GPA. I wasn't very smart.
And he didn't watch any of the movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, so yeah, I thought that was just... I'm surprised they got away with that.
Yeah, it was little, very...
I'm like, ugh. And more like, cringe. Wow. More cringe. But,
yeah. It was made by Bo Burnham.
But,
get away.
You know, but during this practice of the school shooting, you know, she's, like Riker said, she's under the desk with her crush. She makes up a lie just to get his attention about having a dirty photos, not just having dirty photos, but a dirty photos folder saved in her phone not for her current boyfriend, because she doesn't have one. For the next one when she gets one.
Yeah, just saving them for later for my next boyfriend.
And here's another thing.
Oh, God.
What happened here?
This girl's 14.
When I was in eighth grade,
when Mason was in eighth grade, he was 18.
No,
dude. When I'm done giving the summary of this movie, I'll tell you some shit,
dude. So there were girls who were pregnant in the eighth grade that I went to school with.
Yeah, I know.
So
that was a thing.
Did you guys know of the app called Kick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I'm aware of it. I don't think I know much about Kick.
I feel like you know about Kick.
The Kick was prime time, like when I was in middle school.
What the fuck?
What is Kick? It was a texting.
It was like,
K-I-K. Fuck yeah, I know all about Kick.
Okay, so in middle school, that was where you got pictures.
That was not Snapchat.
No, it was Kick.
I think Kick was before Snapchat.
Yeah, Kick was before Snapchat.
So you're telling me Kick was full of child porn?
Basically, yes.
Wow.
Probably.
I was in the eighth grade. I was also a minor. I was a child as well. So I don't know.
I was just establishing why I didn't know what Kick was.
Okay, all right.
Dude, relax. You're not on trial here.
I just knew what it was.
Hey, I'm not saying you were on it.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
But
we know what you used it for, though.
Oh, dude, everyone used Kick for nudes.
Okay.
In middle school?
What
did you guys just text it to each other?
When
did Neanderthals?
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on a minute.
Are you sending nudes regularly? Like, when you were younger and now, do you still, I'm asking for a breakdown.
Oh, my God.
Can we have that as a two-part question? Unhook my headphones and say, I never was on this podcast.
This is turning into, the Howard Stern show here, dude.
I'm just asking a question, because he's like, oh, yeah, dude, that's where you got all your, what you do, send it through text?
It's so fluid. Like, yeah, I mean, God, totally. What other app would you have used? And I'm like, what?
That's why I'm asking the question, because
Mason's an active nude sender.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey!
I don't have a folder, but I mean...
Oh, my God.
But yes, that's what we used it for in the eighth grade. No, look, your friends texted you. The girls... This kick.
What?
You texted your friends, like, sending them a SMS.
Mm-hmm.
Kick was for... weed, drugs, and nudes.
Ah, okay.
What so my mother-in-law might listen to this, so...
Okay, I'm sorry that this is where he draws the line. Not talking about the millions upon millions of Jews that were slaughtered.
Look. That was both a bad thing. Both actually happened, so I mean...
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I said both of these things both actually happened, and both are terrible. Yeah, terrible things. Oh my God. No, I don't want to get into what you used Venmo for. All right, so what else happened?
Anyway.
So, all right. But, you know, she makes up all these lies just to get this, just to get this kid's attention. And, you know, he's in eighth grade. He's supposed to be in eighth grade, and he just bluntly asks her, you do blowjobs?
Yeah, dude, and, it was so weird.
And
did you guys not do that in the eighth grade?
Dude.
What in the fuck? Hold on a minute. How many blowjobs did you give in the eighth grade?
No.
I know how that
sounds. You guys weren't doing blowjobs in the eighth grade?
No. I mean, receiving. I didn't mean giving. I mean, unless you were, that's fine. I mean,
it all makes sense now. That's why you were using kick. You were setting it up.
That's where he's getting his pain. Oh,
that's how I got drugs. Shit. For him.
Dang.
Good God. All right, let's skip what he was asking and go back to
the obviously, she, you know, lies about that, too. She's like, yeah, I do those. And she instantly goes home and, like, looks up, she Googles how to do a blowjob.
Hell yeah.
That's not where you use that, but okay.
You're advocating so hard for you not to be on a podcast ever again.
You're making me cringe more than the movie did.
You haven't watched either of the last two movies, one of which you picked, and you're yelling hell yeah when we're talking about eighth graders getting a blowjob.
No, I didn't know. God damn it, not.
Should we be done for the night?
You should feel worse because she's eighth grade, but I think it says in the synopsis she's 13.
He didn't watch the movie. So.
Anyway, all right. But so she Googles how to do a blowjob, which I think they were just trying to show that.
That's what they would do.
What middle schooler wouldn't Google something like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But sure.
But. Then she goes to practice on a banana. Her dad walks in the door, and she apparently hates bananas. But she yells at her dad
again
for questioning. She pretty much tries to eat a banana, and she clearly hates it because she couldn't even like finish eating the banana right in front of her dad, and she gets mad at him for even questioning her.
This movie sounds a lot like the show Big Mouth, and I cannot stand Big Mouth.
I don't even know what that is.
It's weird.
I haven't tried to watch Big Mouth yet.
It's
a
hard watch.
The other notes I have, they have it's like a school field trip for a day. They take the middle schoolers that are going to be freshmen next year to the high school, get paired up with a high school senior. They show them around, and the girl that she's paired up with actually seems really nice. She seems really cool.
Yeah.
You know, she makes her feel welcome. It's the first time that someone's actually truly nice to her,
mm-hmm.
and she's eating it up like candy, mm-hmm. you know, having a good time. She can't wait for high school. You know, and then she wants to hang out with this girl. They hang out at the mall with her high school group of friends.
I didn't see that. So I stopped watching. I actually cringed super hard. She went to call her on the phone. I was like, oh my God, she's going to fucking call this girl. There's no way this girl answers. And she answered. Yeah. She answered the phone. They were having a great conversation. I was like, this is fucking wild.
Yeah, they were trying to make it look like the high school girl was being fake as hell.
Yeah,
she was sincere.
That's great. Like, that was amazing. I was like, wow, she's actually going to see that, like, hey, she could fit in later on.
But she goes and hangs out with this girl and her high school friends at the mall, and the dad's driving her to the mall, and once again, being an absolute dick to her, to him. Literally yelling at him for looking sad all the time. She's like, why do you look like that? Stop looking like that. Why are you sad all the time? And it's like, bitch, it's because of you. You know, you just want to go through the, you just want to go through the TV and grab her.
Taylor yells bitch at the TV.
I think I did. I was so mad.
You bitch.
Oh. I was more mad. I was mad at the dad, too. I was like, dude.
Just, say something.
Just, how about ground her ass?
Let's start with something.
Rip the phone out of her hand that she's glued to. How about that?
What is with these parents being so submissive in these movies we've been watching lately? Christine? Parents?
Pussy fucking dad?
Pussy parents?
Oh. Yeah, good.
And now this guy? Take control.
Dude, honestly, at the dinner scene, he fake cries. I thought he was really crying. I thought he was really going to start crying in the middle of the dinner because he was like, I just want to talk to you. She's like, shut up. And he's like,
okay. We'll talk more about that when I'm done with the summary because that's a rabbit hole right there that you said parents being too soft.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So she hangs out with them at the mall. And it's just, it was a funny conversation because, you know, they're talking about apps and, you know, the one senior guy's like,
Young Kick?
Things have, no. No. But things have changed so much since we were in middle school to where, to now. And the girl, the main character, she admits that she got Snapchat in the fifth grade. And even the high schoolers were like mind blown by that. They're like, "Holy shit!"
I would not let my child have a Snapchat.
But
no.
What are we looking at?
I was looking at the time, see how long we've been going.
How long have we been going?
About an hour and six.
All right, we're good. But so they're driving home. She gets a ride from one of the high schoolers. They drop off. They were going to drop her off first, but the high school girl, her friend, lived closer, so they drop her off first. So it's just her and this guy.
Oh, no.
You start cringing right away. All right, what's going to happen?
No.
It's so bad. So the high school guy drops off her one friend, and I'm not shitting you. It's one of them scenes where they don't cut. It's still all one big scene.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he had to just, like, turn the corner from where this girl lives and park the car. Like, it was, like, a whole 15 seconds. He parks the car, gets in the back seat with her while the car's still running, and he's like, he goes, you want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, my God.
The fuck?
So she picks Truth twice, you know, he pretty much makes her, when she asks him Truth or Dare, he pretty much convinces her to, he like finagles his way to make it Dare. He takes his shirt off. She wants to pick Truth again, and he's like, why don't you do a Dare? I did a Dare. Take your shirt off. And it's just super weird. And he ends up, you know, obviously she stops, you know, she's like, I don't want to do this. Just stop. He ends up getting mad at her, of course, but he goes, I'm trying to help you. He's like, do you want to go into high school with no experience? I'm doing this for you. I'm doing you a favor.
What the fuck?
And it's like, and it's you just cringe.
My movie isn't so fucking bad. That was a boy.
Yeah, I might want to watch his movie before
I feel like I might not finish watching this movie. I might watch the Auschwitz one.
Well, if it makes, he never lays a hand on her, I don't think. It's just super.
This is uncomfortable.
It's just super uncomfortable. That reminds me of a scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Where she ends, the one main girl ends up fucking that like dude who's like 28 and she's like 16. Isn't that like, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off. Like, I was like, bro, I'm like, does no one see the problem with this?
It was the 80s.
It doesn't, he's a fucking pedophile. What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't blink an eye back then.
I see the problem.
I watched it with my fucking mom. She wanted to watch the movie. You weren't there, thank God.
You watched Fast?
She watched Fast Times
at Ridgemont High with mom.
She told me and Keaton, like last year for Christmas, she's like, yeah, I want to watch this movie with you guys. Halfway through the movie, I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this with my mom?
Can we just turn on Home Alone?
Yeah, can we watch a Christmas movie? Elf, maybe?
So how's your relationship with your mother?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Chandler, how's our relationship?
Hey, quick question. What's her username on Kick?
Who?
Your mom.
No!
That's so bad. That's raunchy.
You know, it's funny because you're talking about that, like, this weird, like, Bo Burnham was also in a movie. I was actually looking it up while we were talking. The Promising Young Woman. It was about, like, women, like, a woman taking revenge on a group of men for being fucking, you know, pressuring fucking asshole, like, misogynist psychopaths that have that mentality of, like, oh yeah, I'm doing this for you. Like, it's like the pressuring and the just essentially rape, right? It's just convincing you that it's okay for me to rape you because you want this. Like, that's fucked up, so shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's a girl in eighth grade. God, at that moment, I wish that she'd have gone inside the house and her, like, she would have been crying. Her dad would have seen that, walked outside, and just pulled the kid out of the car and just beat him to death in the street. I know that didn't happen,
he is rated R, so maybe.
I was very confused why it was rated R, to be honest with you,
I'll shut up.
Well, the kid puts his shirt back on, gets back in the car, continues to drive her home, and she ends up apologizing to him multiple times, and then he gets even more mad and starts yelling at her, stop fucking apologizing. I was just trying to help you out. Yeah, language. But, so, you know, she kind of goes through this just... this blah time for a little bit. She kept a shoebox full of, like, her middle school memories, and I think this is the turning point. She actually asks her dad to help her burn it, and then they have a moment around the fire. It's actually a really good scene. They end up talking a lot. They make up, you know, she apologizes, they end up hugging, they get closer, so they mend their relationship. I guess that's the main turning point of the movie. They have the eighth grade graduation. She calls out all the girls, like, confronts them face to face that have been mean to her over the years. And then it ends, the movie ends with her making a video to herself that she's not going to watch until she graduates high school. Like, she's asking herself a bunch of questions. How was high school? Who are you dating? What college are you going to go to? If you're not going to college, what are you going to end up doing? So, and then the movie just ends. So,
please tell me this movie was rated horribly.
No, seriously.
It's one of the highest rated A24s?
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason I watched it, because I looked, and it was very highly rated. And when I was done, I'm like, the hell? I mean, it wasn't horrible. I mean, but it was cringy. It made you uncomfortable. It pissed you off.
Dude, I feel like the reason, though, that it was so highly rated, like, I feel like that movie did a great job of dropping you into that world.
Yeah.
Did exactly what it was supposed to do.
But I hate to blame it on technology, but I think technology is the main... because the way they do this movie is exactly... how middle school is now. When I was in eighth grade, dude, as far as I remember, the only thing I cared about was, I think I only had like three or four good friends. I only cared about doing sports. I don't even think I dated anybody, you know.
Let alone got a blowjob?
Well, apparently Mason was...
in eighth grade getting blowjays?
Apparently Mason was way above his time, so...
way above his pay grade.
But like Brendan said earlier, though, there's, like, we all talked about earlier, you know, now there's Snapchat, there's God knows what apps out there now. I don't even, you know, they're girls getting pregnant, fights still, you know, drugs, there's vaping. There wasn't vaping back.
You guys had back cigarettes. Girls,
well, right, but.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. Yeah. Oh, you didn't get a hell yeah for that. All right. Well, okay. But it's scary. You know, I almost feel like middle school is worse than high school, because I think my whole 4 years in high school, I saw three fights.
What?
In the hallway.
I thought you were going to say, I thought I saw three sets of tits or something.
No, I...
Hell yeah!
No. Never mind.
Go ahead and say it.
A silver tongue devil.
Yeah, you just
called me a whore. Yeah.
You called me a whore a month ago.
Well, so. It was the truth. That's Big Brother lore. I don't know what to say.
You sound like a whore in middle school.
Well, I tried to be like you.
Oh, my God. Don't you put that on me.
Yeah.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Jesus. So
what was middle school like for you guys?
Well, we graduated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Haven't you realized that Riker lived the perfect high school life? He has a great relationship with his father.
He also runs marathons.
He was very athletic, got good grades, didn't get in fights. Am I missing anything?
No, I was too much of a goody two shoes.
You never got into a fight in middle school?
No, never physically.
Have you guys gotten into a fight?
I don't think I have.
No.
I don't think I've ever physically.
I was too much of a chicken shit. I don't think I ever was in
a physical altercation. That was actually
you want to know Riker's? You want to know the worst story I've heard from Riker's childhood? What that he's told me?
Was it the teacher that gave you a B?
That's true.
Fuck that guy. Ruined my life.
He had a coach forget his name.
Dude, that was so funny.
What's the worst part of his life?
I have coaches forget my name all the time. Who are you? What's your number?
So it was senior hit night. Like the night that you're supposed to be recognized as a senior on the team.
I didn't get to play.
And the fucking
night,
coach came up and was like, "Hey, great job, Marcus." I was like, that's not even fucking close.
I didn't even get in my homecoming game.
Who said it? Was it Ift?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't the main.
It's hilarious.
No, that was the coach's name.
Oh, I think that was Coach Ift.
I can't remember his name, fucker. No,
that's hilarious.
That was your worst.
I was exaggerating.
Marcus Marsh.
That's the worst story I've heard that he's told me.
No,
geez, rough life.
Oh my god.
I was my parents probably were lucky as shit that if you had the technology to send me back now to hey, you're back in your old body and you get to start over from this grade, you have the same mentality. I was like, oh, I'd be so terrible now. I'd be such a dick. Riker. I would be like, oh, none of this fucking matters.
We should have been like Riker.
Yeah,
I'm not athletic. I should have been in the band.
Yeah,
I'd have got more playing time.
Yeah, I didn't really I didn't have there wasn't anything really. Fucked up or weird. I kept thinking about cringy shit though. Watching that movie, that's why I didn't make it through. I think about all the cringy shit that I did when I was in I had a call with a girl. A girl had called me on the phone. We were having a conversation or something like that. I wanted to get off the phone and I was I just didn't just say, hey, I want to get off the phone. Instead, I did some sort of weird the movie.
You acted like the line was breaking up?
The Ring. The Ring. Remember The Ring?
Yeah.
So I acted I swear to God, I put static on, and then I went, 7 days, and I hung up on her. What? That's some cringe-ass shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That poor girl.
Yeah.
She probably didn't go to sleep.
She smiled her out of control. She's probably still not right.
It was so stupid. I think back to, while I was watching this, I was oh, my fucking God. Oh,
dude, Jesus. The worst thing about it is now is that, I look back on shit that I did a year ago, 3 years ago. Who the fuck? Who let me have a Facebook when I was 14? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's one thing that we survived. Thank God. I think MySpace was right when we were hitting high school, right? And MySpace is wiped off the face.
I remember MySpace and then MySpace. Facebook.
Middle school, early high school. Yeah.
Facebook was a thing.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of weird I wasn't very outwardly social except for with my group of friends. And when I was on ICQ or some shit that.
I was just gonna say ICQ.
You remember ICQ?
ICQ was the shit. What was it?
An instant message.
Yeah,
thing.
It was an instant message thing. Yeah. That's what we would use.
Did you guys have RuneScape?
No.
RuneScape was around.
What about
because Kara played RuneScape?
Oh, wait, no, you guys probably had the Oregon Trail. That's what you guys
did. We did play Oregon Trail
on the old fucking MacBooks.
Fuck yeah. We also did like Halo nights constantly.
Parties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never did those.
Constantly. Uh-huh.
No girls were at those.
Nope. Not a single one that you've seen.
When I was in middle
school. That's why I was so lame.
But like when I was in middle school, the first time I ever smoked weed was the 7th grade.
Did you say in the middle school? I have never smoked weed in my life. Yeah,
never smoked weed in my life.
First time I ever smoked weed was middle school. It was the 7th grade, and it was with my best friend, and I didn't even inhale because I didn't know what I was doing, so technically I didn't smoke, but...
All right, Bill. That's a reference Mason probably doesn't get because he's way younger than us.
Yes.
Bill Clinton?
Oh.
He was on MTV. They asked him, did you ever smoke weed? He's like, I didn't inhale.
No, so I did that, and then middle school was just different. We had technology. We definitely did some shit that you guys probably did in high school. Like, Snapchat probably came out when you guys were in high school.
No,
that was college.
I was whoa, yeah, oh my dude. God.
Yeah, see? Baby
over there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, middle school was completely different.
There's still an age gap here.
You know? Yeah, how old are you?
25 in a couple weeks.
Yeah, 10. Same there's right. a 10 yeah, year age gap. I'm actually turning 35 in a couple of weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
God. I'm in a room full of boomers.
Does that offend you? Oh my
God. Boomers.
No, because I could, I could outrun them.
Oh, 100%. 100%. You guys, everyone in this room can outrun me.
Boomers.
Well, so that was my movie. Nice. I don't think I'll watch it ever again. It was, I don't regret watching it. Very uncomfortable, very cringy, definitely takes you back.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to rate it, I maybe a 3, but...
Is that still higher than Speed?
I think it's the same.
The same. Actually, it might be lower. Real quick on the cringe take. So, something you said about the movie, but it made me think of something that's relevant with like my kids. So nowadays, the way that school systems are set up frequently, like Dover has grade leveled. Mm-hmm. So like your kids, like I have twins in second grade right now, and they're at the second and third grade building. And so after next year, then they will go to the next building. So like your kids, by the time they graduate, go to like fucking 6 different buildings now.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Back in the day, it was elementary school. 1 through 4?
Yeah,
5 through 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. K through 5, 6 through 8, and then 9 through 12. So you went to 3. So bullshit of like, my kids, you're graduating preschool, you're going to kindergarten. And then at once you're through first grade, you're graduating and going to second grade.
There's it's like four every graduations. Other
fucking year, yeah. There's a graduation with my kids. And I'm like, these kids are fucking 6, man. Yeah. Who cares? Like, it's, like my wife's like, put them in a graduation outfit. I'm like, what are we doing?
You get that twice.
Yeah.
You get that 2 times.
What the heck?
Let's schedule pictures to be taken. It's going to be $500 for each kid.
Did you get your kindergarten pictures?
It's crazy nowadays, man.
Jesus.
Fucking crazy.
Well, I don't want to take too much more time because you still have a movie to talk about. Yeah, I
got
a movie,
but I'll look at the time that we've got going on here and see how fascinated me. Oh, we're at 123.
We have plenty of time.
I don't want to take yourself forever.
30 minutes.
I feel like we could roll here pretty quickly. I watched Everything Everywhere all at once, and it was funny. It was way funnier than I thought it was going to be. It was very interesting, and it had a bunch of like multiverse kind of like stuff happening in it. So the main story, we follow a woman and her husband, and they own a dry cleaning business and they live above it. They have a daughter who is a lesbian and has a girlfriend. And her father, who is very old, still like lives with them, so like she doesn't like necessarily want her dad to know that that's like how her daughter is, because she's like, it's his that generation isn't going to accept it, kind of thing. And they're being audited, and it's about like them going to this tax audit and how the world just kind of fucking goes nuts when she goes to do that. There's like a few scenes that kind of lead up to them getting there, that we see like the dad just doing like this like off like out of view of them, but like doing like wild like gymnastics and running and like kind of grabbing stuff and setting stuff up for like later or like getting stuff like ready. And then when they get to the audit, he like pretty much like opens up an umbrella to block a camera and was like, okay, listen, I only have a short period of time, but I need your help in saving the multiverse because like there is a great evil that is taking over and you're the only one that can help me. And she's like, the hell are you talking about? Like, because this is her husband. Just her husband's turned to her and says, he's like, I'm not actually your husband. I'm from another multiverse, and I only have a short period of time. Put these on. He puts like Bluetooth like headphones on her, and he's like, when you get outside of this elevator, you can turn your right and go to the janitor's closet, or you can turn your left and go to your audit. Follow these instructions when you get to your audit, and you'll be able to like jump to like to talk to me again.
Schizophrenia, yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, what the hell are you talking about? And like, he like pops back into like, it's like him, like normal self again. He's like, all right. He's like, that was a short elevator ride. Like, he has no recollection of the elevator ride or any of the talking. She looks to her right. She can see the janitor's closet, but she goes left to the audit and then reads the instructions on the thing. And it's like, it allows her, like she's does everything. And then she jumps and she's like in a body inside of this janitor's closet. And he's standing there talking to her and he's like, you got to focus on me. So we only have a short period of time. This is only a spot for us to communicate, but like, I need you to like help me. Like, he kind of explains everything, how like there's a great evil. There's a person taking over the rest of the universe, or like destroying the universe. Because they've created a, I shit you not, an everything bagel that has everything in existence is the way they go. Yeah, it's like, so like that's how they conceptualize it. It's an everything bagel that's like a black hole that will like kill everything in the world. And they like introduce like all of this stuff. And he's like, there are people that can jump from universe to universe, like I'm doing with like to talk to you. But there are, you can also like take the abilities of people in universes close to yours. You just have to go and stem off of like this universe. And she's like, what the fuck are you on about? The way they shoot it is like great, because like at certain points, like she's like split, right? So the screen splits and you can see part is like her at the audit and part is her in this janitor's closet. And like they start to ask her questions in the audit and she's like, huh? And like it's like she's like shifted up, like it's like slides off and like she's in the audit again. And then like he's like, come back! And she's like back in this other world. And yeah, it's about her being the only person that could stop it, because she's got like a great good in her against this great evil. And he also she like, from what we find out during this audit, she's like, she has a karaoke machine because she wanted to be a singer, or she had all of these things that she wanted to do. She has all these hobbies that she's tried to write off, and like that's why they're being audited. And that it's very like interesting in like him telling her like, listen, like you have so many branches from your universe that like we can like, you can like have a bunch of skills at your like beck and call, because like any like little change, like decision that you make is the reason that like there's a branch. And the way that you make the jump into like to stealing or using another use abilities is doing something like weird. So like the communicators tell, like at one point she's being attacked by the woman that was doing her audit because somebody has jumped into her body, and they're like, the only way that you can like access like kung fu that you need to fight her is by telling her that you love her. And they're like, she's like, what? I'm like, why would I do that? She's like, just say you love her. And she's like, I'm not doing that. And the husband's like, all right, I guess I can't help you. And like he like shifts off and it becomes her regular husband again. And she's like, help me. And like she's pushing the thing and she's like, she starts to like, I love you to this woman. And then eventually like she says it, and the Bluetooth speakers in her head like turn green. She pushes the button and she starts to like do kung fu, but she jumps in to the world in which she knows kung fu, and it kind of shows what her life was like. And it was based off of a decision that she'd made when she was younger to go, and like her husband says, let's run away together, we can like, you know, make a life for ourselves. And that's how they ended up buying the laundromat and living above it and all of this stuff and all of these decisions that have led off of it. But when she made the decision in the other universe, she doesn't go with her husband. She actually goes and she gets attacked in an alley and is saved by a kung fu master. And the kung fu master teaches her kung fu. And she becomes a celebrity in the other universe because she's like a huge action star. And she knows kung fu. And like she's like talking to her husband. She's like, I saw what it was like my life without you. And it was amazing. and he's like... he's like distraught, and like the whole time too, they keep showing like him looking at papers that he has like divorce papers he's gotten because he like he could just, they aren't happy because mm-hmm. like they're like just like all this stuff, and it's just this story about her like connecting with herself and understanding herself, and then also connecting with like her husband and like all the good that he brings to her life. And then in the movie, the great evil is her daughter. Her daughter is like the bad guy that is like made, and like so like the bad guy jumps into her daughter's body at one point, and she doesn't like, she's like, I gotta figure out a way to save her. And then eventually they kind of like meet and like are on the same like level and are talking and are both like, they kind of get to the like the level of like, well, this kind of sucks, so like the universe kind of sucks, how can we kind of like everything is like, they have access to everything everywhere, and they could like, they just go wherever they want, and it just, they realizing that everything is just atoms in a different zone, and nothing means anything to them anymore, kind of thing. And they just have this like, that's why the everything bagel was created. That oh, okay. It's a way for them to kill themselves so they can just disappear from existence, and like that's like the goal of the villain is to like just disappear. They don't want to be a part of anything anymore. Huh. And she's like, well, why did you come and find me? Because she talks about how she hates her. And like, she's like, you just make me miserable. If you look at all the shit that you did in my life, like when she's introducing the girlfriend and the daughter, or like the girlfriend of her daughter to her dad, she says, it's just a good friend. And like, she's like, you're ashamed of me and you treat me like shit. You make me feel small and like all of these things. And just like, it's about their relationship. It's about them like figuring each other out. But it's done in such a funny, like great way. Like they actually use at one point, like she's like super strong in her pinkies from the kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
So when she uses her pinky, when she uses her pinky, it's like, it makes the noise that the baseball bat in Super Smash Brothers makes. I know that you guys, like, if you guys have ever played it, you know that sound, the home run sound. It goes, pshing! And, like, it plays that song or sound constantly when she's fighting. It's funny. There's another scene where, like, she's fighting these guys, and they are, like, all trying to connect to different versions of themselves in different universes. So they're all trying to do, like, weird shit to, like, access them. So, like, the one guy, like... there are these trophies like the auditors have on their desks that are like best auditor of the year or something like that, and they look like butt plugs. It's like very funny design. And then at one point, like the guy like looks over and sees him looking at it, and he's like starts unbuckling his pants. And she's like, what the? So he like goes to jump on it and slam his ass down on it, and she's like moving. It's them, like, it's like a fight where she's moving this trophy around to try to stop him from sticking it in his ass. And then another dude shows up during this fight and just flying through the fucking sky slams his ass down on this fucking trophy, and he's fighting her with this trophy hanging out of her ass, and it's like all pixelated.
Hell yeah.
And it's funny as shit. And then like she's fighting this guy, barely surviving, and then all of a sudden the other dude that she was fighting earlier comes back in, and he's got this big long trophy shoved in his ass.
Jesus.
It's fucking, it's so fucking wild and funny. And like, it's about like, yeah, it's like just about like understanding yourself and like understanding the rest, like the, like all of the different connections that you have, and like all of your decisions having different like points. So like, yeah, that was like one of the things, was like her having to at one point, the husband has to give himself paper cuts in between all of his fingers. Like, that's, like, a way to to access his, like, what his other, like, self is in the other, like, to connect them.
What the fuck?
And it's, yeah, it's It was very, very funny and very well done. There was one spot in the middle that I thought kind of dragged a little bit, but other than that, it was great. I would say it was definitely worth a watch.
A24 movies hit different.
Yeah. Some of them do, but some of them are shit.
They just feel different.
Honestly, there are a couple of different like studios that like if I hear like, I kind of want to watch it because that studio is involved. A24 is one of them for sure. Blumhouse.
Yeah, Blumhouse, any horror movie they do. Ugh.
Yeah, it's always fun to like watch a Blumhouse one. Like there's a ton that are just like exciting and fun to watch.
I think A24 does really good for horror.
Yeah, I honestly like I said, The Lighthouse isn't a horror movie, but The Lighthouse was like very fascinating. It was all black and white, and it was super interesting to watch. And it was like watching these two characters kind of losing their minds the whole time is very interesting and fun. I'd still recommend that one. Like all of the movies off of the list that I watched, there may be like one or two that were like maybe probably wouldn't recommend.
If you do like seeing annoying characters die, I do recommend Hereditary.
Hereditary is a very like it was like what the fuck am I watching when I watch it. Actually, it's probably worth a second watch just based off of how wild it was at the end. I'm trying to find my list again, but I have a cat now in my face slamming against me. Ex Machina was fucking great. A Violent Year was again very, very different movies, man. I like it's a Swiss Army Man, a movie about a man carrying a corpse around and using it like a Swiss Army knife. It's just, and like, you don't know if it's like this man's delusions the whole movie or if it's like is it real, and then at the very end it like seems like oh it's fucking weirdly real. It's it's bizarre. Beau is Afraid was wild. It was like a deep dive into like anxiety. And it was like I don't have any issues with anxiety, but I've watched it with somebody that does. And the way they talked about it was like that is it. They captured it perfectly because you think that everything is out to get you, and anything bad that will happen is going to happen, and it's just like that's what they do the entirety of that movie, and it's like super like interesting to watch. The whale
is pretty good.
I fucking cried in the theater when I watched it. Talk to Me was okay. I didn't dig that one as much. Dream Scenario is the same way, kind of okay, just not like I wouldn't.
That one was like Nick Cage, wasn't it?
Yeah. Take his face off. Enemy was great too. If you like Jake Gyllenhaal, Enemy was very good.
I do like I'd recommend Jake that Gilly. One
as well. But yeah, there are a ton of good A24 movies, and I think it's we're probably not doing it justice just by like taking a couple of them. What?
We didn't do justice today?
No.
Oh, God.
Especially with, not watching the one movie.
Yep. Come on. Let's get it.
Pile it on, Boris.
Come on.
But no, I really enjoyed the movies that I've watched from them. There are a few that, like I said, Mason said, there's hit or miss ones.
Yeah.
But there are a fuck ton. Actually, one that I'm really looking forward to comes to HBO on Friday. It'll be out by the time this podcast comes out. The Iron Claw. The Iron Claw comes out and will be on HBO Max next week.
Mm.
So Friday, if you're big into it and you have HBO Max, check that out. Because I've heard nothing but good things. But also just be prepared to cry because it is a like terrible, nightmare, horrible, true story and sad. So,
what was it?
The Iron Claw, about the wrestling family.
Oh my God.
The Von Erichs brothers or whatever God. It was.
That movie is sad as brothers. Fuck.
Yeah, I want to watch that. Not because I want to be sad.
Oh, I thought you already seen it. I was about to...
No. It comes to HBO. If you'd have been paying attention at all.
No, I...
podcast while we're making it. Well, I said it comes to HBO Max on Friday.
I know, I heard... But I thought, like, you had previously watched it. No. You're like, oh, you guys should go watch it. It's on HBO.
No, I haven't watched it yet. I do want to watch it.
Well, if you'd pay attention when I talk.
Do you understand words coming out of my mouth?
No.
But no. Again, I know nobody else had seen Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It was one of the higher rated ones too for A24. It was on Netflix when I watched it. I think it's probably still on there. I'd recommend it. I think it's a good watch. I'd probably give it a 7. It was fascinating to watch, and it was funny. There's so many like I was not expecting to like laugh or think it was like funny at all. It was very funny. And the actress and the actor that were like the lead characters and were great too. That it? We good?
Well, boys.
We've laughed, we've loved, we've...
What's the next movie?
Oh, I've established what the next movie is for the last few weeks.
If you were paying attention the last couple weeks, you would know.
I think I said this before. When Christine... Well, I said when I was picking on Christine Day.
Yep.
Mason's accessing his mind.
Let's see if he can guess it. Let's see if he can guess it.
Give me a studio. Give me a man. Give me an actor.
Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
The movie is literally in the room right now, and you can see it. Holy dog!
Hold on, hold on.
I actually don't see it.
Simon Pegg is in it.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Mason's batting zero right now.
Am I look? Is it Child's Play?
You could see it in your periphery of your left eye.
Pokemon? Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow, dude. It's Hot Fuzz. The movie is sitting right there on the top of the, like, by the salt lamp.
He has to put his glasses on, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I was thinking of fucking Simon Cowell. Oh my god.
What movie Simon Cowell?
That's what
in?
I was like Simon Cowell. I'm a
big Simon Cowell fan. Love
the Simon Cowell is in the new Scooby Doo movie.
Are you is he Simon Cowell in that? Because I feel like all the times I've seen him, he's been playing himself.
Are you gonna see him with his new plastic surgery?
No.
Ugh. Are you gonna watch the movie you picked?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I was actually going to watch it before you got here.
Are you going to be here next week?
Oh, shit.
I know it's your house, but are you going to be here?
I don't know. I'm getting a little frog in my throat. I might not be here. But we're going to watch Hot Fuzz. It's my pick. We would rate Civil War at this point, but none of us have seen it.
Yeah.
We would get Mason's rating on Killers of the Flower Moon and add it to the score.
But he hasn't watched it.
He hasn't seen it.
Is there anything else Mason hasn't done that we want to just take on?
Gotten my life together, filed my taxes, got a real career.
Wait, did you say file college. Your taxes?
You haven't filed your taxes?
Not in 5 years.
What?
What? What? Are you admitting to everything you've ever done on this podcast?
You should be in jail.
What is going on?
Be a real American. Commit tax fraud. Come on.
What? Shit.
We went to war over a 2% tax raise. I'm not paying taxes.
Jesus.
No, I pay my taxes.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody's important listens to this.
The IRS will find me one.
You're going to end up in a movie, scenario where you should have watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, but you haven't at that point.
Am I going to be slamming my ass on a butt plug?
You probably will. If I know you, I don't even need to be told that it's going to transfer you to a different universe.
And it might even make you yogurt.
You do need to watch Flower Moon so we can give it a true rating.
All right, I'll watch.
All right.
I will watch Flower Moon.
So, Hot Fuzz, it's great. It's not streaming anywhere, but guess what, boys? I got you covered because I have 4 copies of the fucking movie, even act.
You have 4 copies?
I have a copy on DVD, I have a copy on Blu-ray, I have a copy on 4K Blu-ray, and I have a copy on streaming.
Is that your favorite?
No, it's not my favorite movie. But
you have 4 copies of it.
Well, I mean, I bought one of them, and it gave me 2 discs and a free streaming one, so it gave me 3-for-1 purchase. I will say, Mason, what are you doing before the podcast next week?
I'm watching the movie.
You're gonna you can come over here and watch it. We can watch it together. Then you'll be on fucking time,
too. I know.
Wait, before we sign up, I just want to say, so I just found out last week where you fucking live.
Where are you doing?
This entire time, I thought you lived in, like, Akron or something.
Oh.
So then they're like, he lives like in, you know, Dover Park. Like, and I'm like, why? He's the closest one out of all of us. What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god,
I'm
a scumbag. I should be hung on a cross.
No.
Whoa.
You don't deserve that.
Whoa, baby.
Calm down.
Let's calm down, baby.
What, did I say something wrong?
Of all things we talked about.
Yeah. Actually, I changed my movie. We're going to watch Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
No, see.
He's trying to call James Caviezel.
There was one part of the movie where they started speaking English.
What?
The Passion of the Christ.
What is going on?
He was speaking English. I was so lost.
See what you did?
I don't know. I took it as out of rabbit hole. Hot Fuzz is the movie for next week. Everybody will have watched it. Yes. If you haven't, I will let you know. You will be kicked in the nuts by every other member of the podcast.
I will watch it.
We will be back to normal.
We will, yes.
And Brendan will watch a movie that isn't about mass murder of a culture.
I'm excited for something light.
Of a minority. Light. Jesus Christ.
Shame. See, I've seen a clip.
Jesus. All right. I think that's it. We got to end this. We're getting out of here.
Can we please end this?
I'm planning on ending myself after. All right. See you guys all next week.
Say the thing.
And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.